91X News.
It's minus one and windy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steph Crozier. Police are warning the public of a registered sex offender to be living in Belleville. 33-year-old Robert Leverine moved to the area today after completing a three-year sentence in federal prison. Leverine's criminal record includes a history of sexual interference, invitation to sexual touching, obtained sexual services of a person under 18, and failing to comply. The Belleville Police Service high-risk offender investigator will be monitoring Leverine as he is under strict observation. Leverine is not to engage in activity with people under 16, to avoid parks, daycares, playgrounds, or schools, and must report to police regularly. He is described as 33-year-old white male, 5'11", 140 pounds, brown hair, and brown eyes. Residents are asked to be watchful and report any suspicious people in their neighborhoods or public places. Police say an elderly Belleville woman was defrauded over $100,000 over 3 years by people she knew. Belleville police have charged 27-year-old Michael McGinnis and 27-year-old Rebecca Forbes, both of Belleville, with one count of fraud over $5,000, one count of theft over $5,000, and one count of possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. McGinnis and Forbes were released and will appear in court February 20th. Central Hastings OPP executed a search warrant early yesterday morning that found drugs and weapons. Police have charged 35-year-old Philip Guvelia and 34-year-old Christina Lee of El Dorado, Ontario, with possession of purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a weapon, and two counts of fail to comply with undertaking. Guvelia is being held in custody pending a bail hearing today, and Lee will appear in court on February 21st. All visits to Warkworth Prison have been canceled due to the flu. The illness has forced the institution to work on a modified routine as a precautionary measure. A Kitchener man is facing a murder charge in the death of a 24-year-old woman whose torso was found in a garbage bin in the Ontario City. Police say 37-year-old man is to be charged with first-degree murder and committing an indignity to a dead human body when he appears in court today. Waterloo Regional Police say the man was arrested in Kitchener just before 4 a.m. this morning without incident. A torso later identified as remains of Kelsey Louise Felker was found in the trash bin last Saturday in Kitchener. Police say no other arrests are anticipated as the investigation continues. Federal Finance Minister Jim Flaherty went public with news that he's suffering from a rare skin disorder. Jerry Smith has more.
Federal Finance Minister is being treated for a rare skin disorder. Jim Flaherty says he's on steroids for the skin condition. In an interview with the Globe and Mail, Flaherty was asked about his apparent weight gain and changes to his face becoming bloated and puffy.
Flaherty assured the treatment is working. The opposition parties want to talk gas plants. They stepped up the pressure yesterday on incoming Premier Kathleen Wynne to agree to some form of hearings into canceled gas plants in Ontario and Mississauga. The cancellations cost taxpayers at least $230 million. Tory Rob Leone says Wynne, who was Liberal campaign co-chair in 2011, was involved in politically motivated decisions to cancel the projects to save suburban Toronto Liberal seats. The New Democrats want a full-blown public inquiry, saying Ontario taxpayers deserve answers. A former Saskatchewan finance minister says the time has come for patients to cough up some money for the cost of care. Janice McQuinnan says a study commissioned by the Ontario Ottawa-based McDonald Lawyer Institute says the rising health care costs is limiting spending in other areas such as education. McKinnon, who is a professor of fiscal policy at the University of Saskatchewan, says it's time for co-payments, but she rejects the idea of user fees, saying they could discourage people from seeking care. Saskatchewan was the first province to introduce universal health care in Canada in 1946. The Harper government is bringing a legislation that will change the rules of loyal succession to end discrimination against female heirs to the throne. Terry Padwell has more.
Heritage Minister James Moore says under the legislation, an heir to the British throne can now be either a boy or a girl. They'll also be able to marry outside their religion, but Moore acknowledges a king or queen still has to be Anglican.
The king or queen is the head of the Anglican Church, and that's part of head of the Church of England, so this is part of it, so that fact continues.
British Prime Minister David Cameron wrote to Commonwealth leaders 2 years ago telling them he planned to make the changes, but the issue took on more urgency with the news that Prince William and his wife are expecting their first child. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
U.S. President Barack Obama, Obama's nominee for defense secretary, is defending himself against critics who have seized on past statements he made about Israel, Iran, and nuclear weapons. Chuck Hagel insists his worldview hasn't changed and the United States must maintain the strongest military in the world and lead internationally.
I believe, and I always have believed, that America must engage in the world, not retreat from the world, but engage from the world. My record is consistent on these points.
The former Republican senator has faced a barrage of criticism about his past remarks on the Middle East. The body that governs Ontario's doctors will be looking in the case of an Ottawa fertility doctor today. Dr. Bernard Norman Barwin is accused of artificially inseminating three women with the wrong sperm. The medical college alleges that three of Barwin's patients discovered their children aren't biologically related to their husband, or in one case, the patient's chosen donor. Two women with the same allegations sued Barwin a few years ago. Those lawsuits were resolved last year, but neither the woman's lawyer nor Barwin's lawyer could discuss the terms. The celebrated gynecologist could lose his license if the discipline panel finds he committed misconduct. Online reviews of Barwin are largely glowing, and many patients appear to have posted comments supporting Barwin on the website in response to the news of the lawsuits with a story slug. Oops. That's 901X News to 1207. Taylor Renkema has sports next.
Crazy weather. Seems like every weekend my plans for fun get ruined.
Sunshine, sleet, rain, or snow, Marmara Snowfest is a go. Celebrate 35 years of winter fun and frolic with Marmara Snowfest. A skating show, chainsaw carving, arts and crafts, the Snowfest banquet and dance, and so much more. Snowfest buttons on sale now. Just $4 in advance and $5 at the door. Available at local retailers in Marmara and Town Hall. Visit MarmaraSnowfest.ca.
Mother Nature can't stop me. Marmara Snowfest is the place to be.
Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Renkema with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls were in action last night. Forward Daniil Yarkov had a hat trick as the Belleville Bulls beat the Kingston Frontenacs 8-2. Belleville's Alan Quinn picked up 5 assists. The Bulls' next game is on Saturday night when they host the Sarnia Sting. In the NHL now, the Edmonton Oilers fought back after giving up a late goal to edge Phoenix 2-1 last night. Neil Yakupov scored a power play goal in overtime. Nick Johnson tied the game with 19 seconds left. Daniel Alfredsson scored the winner with his first goal of the season. His goal was the first of three scored within 3.5 minutes of each other in the second period as the Senators topped Montreal 5-1. Mika Zibanejad scored the third goal for the Sens, his first in the NHL. Zibanejad said he is trying to keep things in perspective, but says it was everything he hoped it would be.
I just try to take it day by day right now and work hard and see what's going on. I had a good game yesterday and I felt pretty good today, too, so I just got to keep working hard.
Roberto Luongo made 24 saves for his first win of the season as the Vancouver Canucks blanked Colorado 3-0. Jason Garrison and Max Lapierre each scored for the first time this season, and Zach Cassian picked up his 5th goal in 7 games. Minnesota handed the Chicago Blackhawks their first setback of the season. Matt Cullen scored 90 seconds into the game and again in a shootout to lift the Wild to a 3-2 victory. The loss was the Blackhawks' first of the season, leaving them with a 6-1 record. To the hardwood now, where Steve Nash played his first game in Phoenix since heading to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Suns rallied from being down 13 points in the fourth quarter to hand the Lakers their 8th straight road loss, 92-86. The Lakers also lost Dwight Howard. He re-injured his right shoulder. In other action, the teams were tied at half before Miami outscored Brooklyn 56-36 in the second half. The Heat beat the Nets 105-85. Carmelo Anthony scored 20 points to set a team record with his 30th straight 20-point game that led the New York Knicks to a win over Orlando 113-97. And Boston raced out to a 21-point halftime lead in a 99-81 win over Sacramento. Big news for the Raptors franchise. Toronto acquired Rudy Gay and Hamid Haddadi from the Memphis Grizzlies in exchange for Ed Davis, Jose Calderon, and a second-round draft pick. Memphis then flipped Calderon to Detroit for Austin Day and Tayshaun Prince. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph with the weather.
A few rain showers ending this earth. A few rain showers ending early this morning, then mainly cloudy with a chance of flurries. Temperatures falling -4 this morning. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of flurries. Low -12, high -6. At 12:11, it's -1. 90X News on the air and online, 90X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Taylor Renkema. News is next at 1 o'clock.